Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It with Fred Landry and Lopez, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Okay. Well, we talked a little bit about to begin the episode. We'll get into it right now because that's what we do. 38 games remaining for your Houston Astros. One up on Oakland after yesterday, 4.5 up on Seattle, and they've got a series with Seattle that begins today. They won 9-4 yesterday. Our boy Jose Altuve in Fresno yesterday. A.J. Hinch said that if all went well, he will be rest today and then be activated at some point this week. And so, again, when you look at what they, the Astros going on, what they have going on right now, again, a three-game set with the Mariners today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Day off on Thursday, and then you've got a three-game set with the Angels this upcoming weekend, and then it gets for real, gentlemen, when you've got the Oakland A's, whatever the hell you want to call them, coming to town.
The Athletics. Astros' latest percentages. Ooh, I'm going to sound all...
Are you about to get sabermetric on?
No, this isn't analytics. This is just a little percentage. Let's just hear it.
Saw that, right? 94% chance of making the playoffs as of yesterday's win, but only down to 74 to win the division.
There are steps to winning this division. Mm-hmm. The first step is get rid of Seattle to where you can only focus on the A's. That starts tonight. You got a three-game set with Seattle. You're up 4.5 on them right now. If you take 2 of 3 here, 5.5 with 35 remaining, damn near impossible for them to catch you, especially with how you end the season. You got some the worst teams in the AL East. If you take 2 of 3 here from Seattle, you can basically eliminate them with 35 games remaining. That's the first step. You also got to go. You got to host the A's after in 6 games from now when you return. And you got to take care of business against the A's. But the first step right now for the Astros to winning the division, you're going to be in the playoffs, but you want to win the division. You have to get Seattle off your butt. And if you, God forbid, get swept or something, and all of a sudden they're 1.5 behind you, and who knows where Oakland is, you're in a lot of trouble. You got to get rid of this pest that has been the Seattle Mariners all year.
Yep, you do. Quick question before we get to the next item. Figgy, can you pop in here real quick? Because I got this via Splitty on the text board. It's a little bit disturbing, Landry. Were you drooling on Figgy's shoulder in the suite on Saturday night?
I don't think so. I think I might have like spilled some beer or something. I don't think it was like a drooling. Was I?
Well, according to Splitty, who was a fantastic, one of the many great listeners, we had a freaking blast with them. He says, "Great night, fellas. Thanks again. The funniest part was Landry gleeking on Figgy's shoulder right before he and his bride left for the night." And then he went on and said a couple of... Figgy, your version of the story, was he drooling on your shoulder?
No, he actually... Beer actually spilled out of his
mouth.
Yeah, onto my shoulder. And that was the second time it happened that night.
Second time.
You're short. That's your fault.
I mean, that's your fault for being short. You talk about me spilling food on myself. Well, at least I'm just eating and I'm leaning back
in
a chair. I'm not at a table. You're spitting beer on Figgy's shoulder?
It was an accident, bro.
It's funny because I thought he spilled it out of his bottle. And then when I left, my wife was like, no, the beer came out of his mouth. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
It's pretty intense.
It happened. This is really what the problem was, is I decided that I was gonna have a few brews, and I only ate literally some chicken and some cauliflower that day. I decided that was like going to be a healthy day, and it's just really like I guess I was probably starving. Yeah. I think I was starving a little bit. Yeah. Like, yeah, that was it.
Feeling pretty good. Landry's feeling pretty good by the time I got down to the suite.
Yeah, everybody was.
You're feeling pretty crunctified.
I was representing the show, dude.
You were.
I was with the loopholes.
Landry is a loving drunk. I have found out.
Listen,
there are angry drunks.
Yes,
there are mellow drunks that just kind of sit there with their eyes half open.
Yeah.
And then there's loving drunks.
Oh, he is.
Well, before
he's,
I left,
he's gonna love you up, and he gets
loud. I told Landry, I got a boogie, and he didn't like me using the word boogie. He put his arm around me, man.
When did you leave?
Mid third quarter. What
okay.
do you think? Something
All
like
right.
that. Late
All right.
third quarter.
Okay, you left a little before I did.
So yeah, he put his arm around him, man. Said, "All right, man."
Bro hugged you.
Yeah.
I got a bro dap.
I'd rather have a loving drunk than an angry drunk.
No. You want the loving drunk every time. You
By the way, can I shout time. Out Seth Payne real quick? Because you know the only thing better than an overreaction Monday is when you get a gift on an overreaction Monday. And my man Seth Payne knows me like no other. Mm-hmm. He and his wife Brandy. I'm showing this on watchingtheloop.com right now. I got a Kush Queen.
Kush.
And I got two Kush Queens right here. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about bath bombs for all you loopholes I'm that like to jump to conclusions. But I got two bath bombs here, courtesy of Seth's wife, Kush Queen. Shout out to Brandy.
All Kush, right. You Kush got your Queen. Bath bombs.
That's an interesting name for a. So is that like the brand?
Marijuana called Kush
yes,
on the street.
It is. It's a 25 milligram bath bomb. It's got some oils in it. It's going to help me sleep. This one's going to help me sleep. The purple one's going to help me sleep. And the orange one's going to give me love, passion. So wait up for me. Wait up for me, girl. I'm coming home.
Sleep. Yep. So the purple one makes you sleep better, and the orange one gives you what?
I guess it's
makes
like
you a better lover?
It's like a lighter Viagra.
One pill makes you smaller, one pill makes you tall.
Exactly.
Interesting.
What it is. Bath bombs.
White Rabbit.
Interesting.
Jefferson Airplane.
And there's a lot of people making...
Interesting.
There's a lot of folks making fun of bath bombs, but I'm telling you, after you work out, if you take a shower and then you just put a bath bomb in there or some salt or something and just sit in the tub, it's gonna rest your muscles more than anything.
There you go.
It's going to rest them.
Interesting. I can't...
I can't get into it.
I just can't do it.
No, I understand.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Listen, I'd love to be able to delve into all that, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I need the idea
I don't
of
like
just
sitting in my own soot.
No.
Yeah.
I just, and bath bomb, God mm-hmm. bless, whatever. So,
okay.
The orange one will make you a better
It's
lover.
Okay, guys. It's okay, guys.
No, I'm trying to wrap my brain around it.
Lover.
I get it. Before I really knew you when we first started the show, I mean, I cast aspersions, but now that I know you a little bit, I get it. It's whatever. All right. So this. So there you go. Astros. Real quick. Let's do some. Friday Monday future tripping real quick because that's what we do here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610 the In the Loop version. Three games. I was wrong. I said I said the Astros would take 2 out of 3 from the A's over the weekend. Wrong about that. You said the Astros would lose 2 out of 3. You were correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was.
You didn't.
I didn't go to the games. My Friday.
Well, I wouldn't think so. They were in Oakland, so I wouldn't have expected you to go to any.
My Friday future tripping that was correct.
I fly first class.
Was Dez will not be a Brown. Did our guy Spencer say smoke through a keyhole?
I don't know. I think you made him insecure about it.
713-572-4610. That was another one of
mine. I think that's on his mind right now.
We're in his head.
No doubt. 713-572-4610 for all the loopholes out there that watched the game on television. You had the volume turned up. Did Spencer Tillman say smoke through a keyhole? Mm-hmm. I would be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he said no.
We're in
I wouldn't
head.
Be surprised if he did the slow two, fast through, whatever the hell he says.
Yeah.
I bet you he probably dialed back on that. Mm-hmm. I bet you he dialed back on the integrity thing again. I mean, we're calling him. I mean, not that we're calling him out. I mean,
with
we're just,
integrity.
You know, we're just keeping track of what he's saying. Now, don't get it twisted. We'll be all over this game Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Spencer, whatever you got a freebie on Saturday.
Because we were there.
Because we were at the game. Not the case on this upcoming Saturday. You best believe the three of us will be watching intently to that group. So, make sure you're... Should we get Spencer on the show?
Yeah.
No. I mean, if y'all want.
Let's get him on the show.
He's on Mondays.
Well, that's true. He's on with Texans.
Yeah, he's on with the Texans on Monday.
That's all right. I mean, listen, do you think we're going to do the same interview the Texans do?
No, but I just don't know. What are we going to ask Spencer?
I'm going to ask him straight up. Where do you get this stuff from?
Yeah, I don't know if that would go over too well.
Where do you get this stuff?
I mean, I don't mean that in a rude way. I mean, I'm just, again, I'm curious as to where these
it's him.
Things...
He's eloquent.
But something along
okay.
the line. But he's... Somewhere he's heard these. I mean, I want to know what's the origin of smoke through a keyhole. All right. I want to know where that came from.
What is
and
that?
And here's the other thing. Spencer knows football. I mean, let's not we're burying the lead here. Yeah, he maybe we're a little divided on his color commentary.
What are you laughing at, Lopez?
Because smoke through a keyhole is so funny.
Right?
So that's what you're laughing at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no, Spencer knows, you know, it's like John McClain, we had him on last week, talked about it. I mean, you know, the dude's dynamite when it comes to talking college football. You know, maybe he just gets a little, you know, maybe he gets all kiki kuti when it comes to talking Texas.
I'll just be honest, because that's the only thing I know how to be. I've never had a worse game watching experience than when Tim Brando and Spencer Tillman called a Texas game.
Oh yeah,
I wanted to die.
Which game was it?
They won the game. It was. It wasn't that.
No,
it wasn't
which game
those,
was it?
I don't remember. It was a Fox one. It might have been against. I don't remember who it was. It was at the end of the strong era. It was against one of the lower Big 12 teams. One of the few that they actually won when Charlie Strong was there, but. When Tim Brando and Spencer were on there
last year,
it bugged me.
We know who wasn't against that last year. Just saying.
Was a good win. I was happy you won that game, bro.
People are trying to get all excited about KU football back in Lawrence.
He sure did. Third quarter, like smoke through a keyhole.
Oh!
So I went 2 for 3. I went 2 for 3.
So we tied.
Right, so you guys went 2 for 3. I went 0 for 4 on my Friday future trip, and I was wrong about all three of mine. I said the Astros would take 2 or 3. Wrong. I said the Texans would add a running back, even though they should. Wrong. And I also said Landry would get a lap dance at Treasures.
Mike from College Station marked it on his DVR 7 minutes in the third quarter.
Good
with
deal.
That 7 minute mark of the third quarter. Now we can go look at it and listen to it.
Shout out to Mike. Thank you.
Shout out to Treasures. Shout out to Treasures on Friday night. I tell you what, God bless strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different environment, man.
How many of those girls are going to junior college?
Different environment. I feel like the one girl said she went to San Jack. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Going to junior college, taking care of my kid.
I just, you know, I walked in the second time. I had gone out and then I was coming back in and this girl's bent over and I just couldn't look at her. And again, nothing against her.
I can't either. I don't know if I feel like a square or what, because I'm not a square, but I feel bad for some of these girls, man. Like, I'm really like, I'm not Mr. Save-A-Ho or anything, but when I see these girls having to act like they're being nice to some of these people, it's just, I feel bad for them, man.
Yeah.
I feel legitimately bad for them.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to feel like I'm big-timing anybody when I say that, but I guess that's just kind of it's part of my deal. It was a good night at the Fantasy Football Forum. Shout out to Josh Beer. Shout out to Lisa Ann. Shout out to our boy Spoon. Landry Locker was in the house. Shout out to Pavtex as well. Coming strong Friday night as well. And then you had the one guy, a lot of everybody out there. Shout out to Brian from Run Game, Run Game Clothing as well. But there's always that one dude who made it clear he was not there because he was a fantasy football fan.
Mm-hmm.
He was there because he was Lisa Ann's biggest fan. And you could tell he was, considering the fact that he had...
Oh, no.
Well, here's the deal, right? And whatever. It is what it is. I mean, God bless him. He had the balding thing going on with the hair around the side and no hair on the top. Okay? Which, you can... That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Provided you don't try to grow a mullet with it. Okay? Don't grow a mullet when you're balding on top.
Yeah, that's not a good
look. All right, that's not a good look.
That's not a good look.
Okay?
Mullets in general. Mike Gundy cut his mullet.
Yeah, well, good for him, because it was getting a little ridiculous.
It was too much. It was too much. So my man had on the balding mullet, an oversized T-shirt, and basketball shorts, and clearly he's not a basketball player.
He said he wasn't a listener, so we can clown on him a little bit.
Yeah, this guy made no bones about the fact that he was not a listener and was there to see Lisa.
But he could quote every Lisa Ann video, like her lines and everything.
It's a little weird watching certain people go up there and hug up on her and get her
pictures. She's so sweet, though.
She's I'm the only one on the staff that really haven't sat down and had a conversation with her. I've just never been to those events.
Yeah.
She showed up in the suite. She's a tiny little thing.
And she knows her fantasy football. That ain't no joke.
Yeah.
She does know.
That ain't no joke.
It's legit.
She definitely does.
It's legit.
By the way, another couple of textures. Apparently, we got the trifecta on Saturday night. We got smoke through a keyhole, apple and a roadmap. And slow too fast through.
Did he say that every play leaves a bibliography of footnotes?
No, didn't hear that.
Didn't hear that one either? Okay, all right. Hopefully we'll get that one on Saturday. Real quick, last but certainly not least, John Lopez.
Yeah, RIP Meadowlark Lemon, 83 years old. You know, it's funny, the Harlem Globetrotters for up until about, 15, when you guys were kids, was it a big thing to go to see Harlem Globetrotters?
It was, but at the same time, it was kind of starting to die down a little bit.
And the reason was, I don't know if it's because the NBA game has become so much more flamboyant, but like back when Meadowlark was with the Globetrotters, you knew the play. You knew Meadowlark.
Well, that's just it.
You knew Curly Neal. You knew they were stars, and so you went to go see them. How many Globetrotters could you name today in the last 10 years?
I mean, here's your
none.
Are they even still a thing?
Yeah, they are, but I couldn't name one. Back then, you knew everybody on the Globetrotters. Yeah. Wilt Chamberlain played on the Globetrotters.
Yeah, he was there for a year.
So it's just that's changed, and Meadowlark Lemon was absolutely the superstar of superstars on that squad.
No, part of what they did leaked into the NBA the ABA at that time. But you know, I mean, as far as the way because nobody could do what they did in the sense of you know, ball. I mean, those guys were supreme ball handlers back in the day when ball handling isn't quite way it is now. So you know, now it's guys that you know went to mid-major colleges or something like that. So yeah, the Harlem Globetrotters, not quite the same draw that they used to be. R.I.P. Meadowlark Lemon. All right, 1 hour in the books, boys and girls. When we come back, we're 2 weeks in. There's really only one more game for anybody to really make a serious name for themselves. I've got two positions up for grabs on my updated depth chart. What say Landry? What say John? What say you? Loopholes in the loopers, whatever you guys want to refer to yourselves as. 610 listeners, glad to have you on board. Updated depth chart, who's on, who's out, and what's left for this team now that you've got 2 weeks left and only one real preseason game left, and who do we still need to see and hear from before this thing gets real in just a matter of weeks. Lots to get to. Glad to have you on board. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.